TSN 1050.
Toronto.
Well, 8:19, TSN 1050, Mike Richards in the morning. In moments to speak with the beautiful, the lovely and talented Trish Stratus. Now, last night I was very excited, as always, upon hearing this. She's beautiful. She's a sweetheart. She's a doll. I have a huge, huge crush on her, as many people do. But I put myself at the top of that list. I am first. And then I found out she's going to be on the phone. Now, there's been a lot of logistics for her, some weirdness this morning. And it's not that she certainly wouldn't want to be here. But upon hearing that she was going to be on the phone, I knew there'd be some trouble. And before I get to Trish Stratus, I believe my self-esteem wants to phone in this morning. Let's go to Mike Richards' self-esteem. Good morning. Welcome to TSN 1050.
Oh, hey. How's it going? Hi.
Yeah, she couldn't make it in this morning.
I can't believe she didn't come in. It's me? It's me, isn't it?
No.
Oh, my God.
There's logistics.
No, I'm sure she's got her reasons, right? I mean, I'm getting older. I put on some weight, right? I'm ugly. Yeah, okay, fine.
No, she'll come in next
time.
Yeah,
we'll go to a boat cruise. Yeah, a boat cruise, something like that. Yeah, you're up. That's going to happen.
No.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, and let's get on a spaceship, and we'll go with Napoleon to the moon.
Hey.
Oh, my God, I'm fat. Oh, God.
And now, that's Mike Richards' self-esteem. Now we go to Trish Stratus. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think I might need to have a word with your self-esteem.
I know. It's a little embarrassing.
Yeah. If you happen to talk to your self-esteem later, you just let him know that he's a really good person.
Oh.
And the problem is he kind of smells a little bit in person. And so that actually was what the problem was.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not going to help the self-esteem, I can tell you that.
No. But he's a good person.
Well, yeah, but balanced off by odor, that's a tough sell.
All he's got to do is take care of the odor. Bam, I'm in studio.
Look, I want to talk about your brand new Stratosphere Yoga for Men, and it features, yes, the Joe Carter.
The Joe Carter. See, I knew you weren't available.
Right.
So I went to Joe Carter.
Yeah, he's second.
But I guess you can say that my mission, I mean, amongst other things, I want to get the world to do yoga. But second on the list, of course, is getting you to do yoga.
Well,
so I pitched my Stratosphere Yoga to you, many times. We've talked many times about this.
Mm-hmm.
I think now I thought, okay, well, this is my approach. If I create a specific program just for men, maybe, just maybe, Mike Richards will get his downward dog on with me.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to be almost one of the last ones because there's a ton of athletes that do this now. Even Tim Thomas, the amazing Tim Thomas from the Boston Bruins, he started doing this. This is now all of a sudden becoming, I think, sort of the norm for men and athletes.
Well, it has been very cool to see how it has evolved. You're right. It's kind of like one of those, this thing kind of works,
Yeah.
When I first, I opened my studio in Vaughan about 4 years ago, and I'll tell you what, there was no guys doing yoga, and everyone looked at me like I was crazy when I suggested it. And now, it is becoming a lot more normal, and I think it's just more guys are embracing it. And truly what I believe is people are just really, giving it a chance, giving it a shot, and kind of going, oh, this works. You can't deny how great it makes you feel. So, I think now, can you give in?
Of course I will, to you. Oh, my God, yes. I will give in with Prosecco.
Okay.
I will show up with a fabulous arrangement of cocktails. I will bring a blender, and then we'll do yoga.
Okay. You know what? You can probably leave the first bit out, and we'll just scoot on ahead to the yoga.
What about after you do the yoga, can we have some something then?
Maybe some mocktails.
Oh, I can't do mocktails, no.
Really?
I'm Irish.
Well, I can bring you some liquid nutrition.
Oh, my goodness.
And
all of a sudden, I'm having difficulty once again during the interview.
Of course, I'm not speaking about what you think I'm talking about. I'm talking about liquid nutrition. It's a functional beverage store.
That's what I was talking about.
Do you know it? Oh, okay, good. Yeah. We can do blenders and smoothies and mix that up. How about that?
We do all kinds of mixing up and lotions and rubbing, whatever you want. I can do it. I can do all those things.
Mm-hmm.
When am I going to see you again? When are you coming in again?
Well, how about we do this? Why don't we, since everybody's listening, and I will need you to maybe promise that you will hit a couple downward dogs with me, maybe when you're ready to put on the unitard. Of course, it could be optional.
Unitard. We'll you did say unitard. Okay, go ahead.
I did. Yes. Because why not, right?
Right.
Maybe I'll come in and we'll do some, downward dogging. I'll give you a sample of Stratus for yoga for men.
Yeah, I will do whatever you say.
Really?
Yeah. Do I need a red rubber ball?
You do not need a red rubber ball. No. That is optional.
Okay. Well, I'm very flexible that way. Actually, I am very flexible.
Yeah?
I was tested the other day, and they're like, how come you can do all that stuff? I said, because I was a goalie. That's why.
So you've maintained your flexibility over all the years?
Yes, I have.
And how do you maintain your flexibility?
You know, the backwards dog.
I've caught you in a lie again.
the backwards piggyback, I think that's what I call it. Is that a move?
Oh, listen, why don't you go on TrishStratus.com tonight before midnight?
I think sometimes I've been there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do as you usually do then. Go to TrishStratus.com around midnight, and you can get your very own copy of Trish Stratus. Stratus for Yoga for Men, featuring Joe Carter.
Okay, so let's talk about that website. What is the website again?
It's TrishStratus.com.
Yes.
It's the one that's on your appearance button right there.
Yeah. Yes, I see it.
So what we did is Joe and I signed 20 copies, and it was sort of to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the World Series win.
Yes.
And we're releasing 20 copies. And today actually is the beginning of November, which we kick off in November.
Yes.
The mustache growing season.
I understand this.
Luckily, I'm Greek, and I'm right on board.
Oh, boy.
What? I'm sorry. Too much information?
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And I know you're a little bit all over the place, but you know what? We love talking to you. You know that.
Thank you. Yes. I love talking to you, too. It's fun.
Yeah. And you know what? We will see you soon, and I want to tell people that. Where is it available, or the website only?
Well, here's the thing. So it's going to be available for release as of midnight tonight. The first 20 copies are numbered and autographed by Joe and I.
Right.
And, we're releasing them at the first come, first serve basis. And the portion of the proceeds will be donated to Movember.
Oh, very nice. Nice as always. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Michael. See you on some downward dogging soon.
Yes, you do. I will see you soon.